Hi everyone, I'm sat here with Darren Tunstall. It's just before the Performance Futures Turtle begins, and Darren is leaving the Performance Futures Turtle, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
For your sins. So how is the format going to work today?
Well, it depends on how many people we get. We're only expecting a sort of little baby turtle today, not a big mummy of all turtles. But we'll sit people around at tables with pens and paper, and we will set a question for people, like an exam question, but not as serious.
Okay.
And 15 to 20 minutes to chat about this question and write and draw everything that comes up in the discussion. At the end of that, we'll say, if you could write a couple of actions or issues that you think are key to your discussion on post-it notes, and then we'll collect those post-it notes, and that will happen three times. And then at the end of the three times, we'll ask people to read through everything that has been written and drawn and put on post-it notes, and then select four things that seem to be very important or common ground in the discussion that will then be taken away and used tomorrow in the mother of all turtles.
The mega turtle.
The mega turtle, which is tomorrow.
Yes, brilliant. So what's your interest in digital technology and performance?
I think my interest in it is really, it's partly to do with my own research into liveness and presence and subjectivity. So it's slightly coming at it from that angle, but it's also, when I arrived at UCLan, I decided I wanted to get my hands on some motion capture equipment. I became quite interested in that. For the purposes of training of performers, body training. It's not used for that very often. In fact, I don't know if it's used for that at all outside of dance.
Yeah.
But I don't work with dancers very much. I tend to work with actors. And so it's a different kind of training, really.
Okay.
But I'm keen on this machinery because it's a very, very sophisticated 3D flexible measuring stick for human bodies. And it connects up with my own fascination with non-verbal communication, body language, gesture. So it started there, really, and as it's progressed, I've just become more and more interested in what possible futures there are, because we are training actors to leave UCLan and get jobs and work and survive as performers, and I'm interested in what kind of world they're going into, and how it's not the world that I went into in 1988, when I left my training, no one had PCs, and it's changed so much, and I need to know what that is, and I need to try and find out how to skill my actors so that they can survive and thrive.
So it's looking at performance within that digital context?
To a certain extent, yes. It's trying to find out what advantages we can draw.
Yeah.
You know, from the kind of intersection of technology and creativity, if we're actors,
okay,
if we're performers,
you know. So it's about
much of that work has already been done with contemporary dance for various reasons. That's always been sort of more sort of plugged into technology, and actors are very often quite sort of, they can be quite not so much Luddite, but more we don't need it. We're low tech, and we choose to be low tech, and we're about interacting with an audience in the space. You know what I mean? Real bodies looking and talking with real bodies.
Yeah.
And
I have a bit of a question for you.
Yes.
it's a really annoying, difficult one. Would you consider an avatar, an online avatar, a puppet, an actor, or a replication?
Well, I think it's a really, it's a really important and interesting question. That it's really interesting and difficult. It is a difficult question. I think the way things are right now, avatars are more like digital puppets than they are like people. But I don't envisage that lasting very long.
Yeah.
I think because the rate of change is exponential, I think, you know, things that are happening now would have been considered astounding, you know, absolutely astounding 10 years ago, and now we take them for granted.
Yeah.
I think add on another 5 to 10 years, and I don't really see why actors can't have their own avatars that are. The bit that's been missing for me is the dirt and the mess.
Cool. I'm going to have to wrap this up because I've only got 2 seconds left.
And it's
thanks very much.